This is Press TV's Top 5. Thanks very much for joining us. Well, the Pentagon says Washington will send 200 troops to take part in a U.S.-led military exercise in Ukraine later this month. This is the first deployment of U.S. ground troops to Ukraine since Kiev engaged in a bloody conflict with pro-Russians in the east earlier this year. The annual exercise, dubbed Rapid Trident, is set for September the 13th to the 26th and will involve more than a dozen countries. The drill is due to be held in Yavoriv, about 60 kilometers from Lviv in western Ukraine. To discuss that a bit further, and I joined with Mr. Michael Malouf, who is a former Pentagon official, and he's joining us now on the line from Washington. Mr. Malouf, how should we read into this U.S. action, i.e. the sending of ground troops, even for this exercise in Ukraine?
Well, thanks for having me. Number one, I think it's just that. It's just an exercise. It's just to show the flag. It's certainly not a major commitment of anything, and especially against some 10,000 Russian troops who are just on the other side of the Russian border. But I think it's meant to show NATO's resolve to Ukraine. But the problem is Ukraine is not a member of NATO. It's a NATO wannabe, of course, but even if they wanted to invoke Article 5 of the NATO Charter, it just wouldn't apply because it's not a full fledged member of NATO. I think it's just to show a commitment to where the line is drawn to show a force to Russian President Putin, but. It's nothing more than show, as far as I'm concerned. I recall when 2 weeks before the start of the Russian-Georgian conflict back in 2008, the U.S. had just wrapped up a military exercise, and the Georgians felt very compelled to and very bravado about it, and that attempted to antagonize the Russians, which then brought them in. And even then, the United States did not go to their assistance. And I think that sometimes these exercises send false signals to these countries.
Indeed, and I want to pick up on something you said there, Mr. Malouf, because certainly I would imagine the Russians will see such exercises at a time of such increased tensions in the region as a warning or a threat to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a warning, but, you know, legally what... there isn't much that NATO can do except provide military arms and maybe intelligence. They cannot go into Ukraine as part of it because they're not a member of NATO. They're not a full-fledged member of NATO. And as I said earlier, Article 5 would not apply if the Russians decided to basically take over the eastern portion of the country. And the problem with all this is that we have a problem that has escalated almost out of control, and we forget the fundamentals of how this all started in the first place. And it's basically the United States and the West backed some rebels who ultimately threw out a democratically elected government. And I think that this really sent some very serious signals to Moscow that NATO was planning to encroach. And they can show these exercises and carry on, but when it comes right down to it, there isn't much that the NATO countries can do for the Ukraine, and it's just to give them a little bit of backbone and show them some support. But I think if there was actually a conflict, you would not find NATO troops and certainly the United States inside of Ukraine. What the United States would and the other NATO countries would be doing would be ensuring that there's no spillover into other NATO countries, which border onto Ukraine.
Okay, we'll leave it there for now. But of course, we appreciate your insight. That was Michael Malouf speaking to us live on the line from Washington.